नमो बुद्धाय। डियर मेरिटोरियस फ्रेंड्स, विद इन फ्यू वीक्स इन लास्ट फ्यू वीक्स वी हैव फॉलो अबाउट enlightened nuns, among them, now you have an idea about enlightened nun. So according to those stories, you know, when they coming through this samsara, this journey, rebirth process, they had suffered good result of action and bad result of action. Then we know Isidasi, she had suffered, she's past bad karma. Then when we study about especially Dhammadina, she had experienced good karma, good result of action. So then you know some kinds of nuns, they came from rich family. Then some kinds of nuns came from poor family. Lowest, they had born in lowest caste. So today, very beginning this Dhamma, I think we can study, we can understand about a nun. However, this nun came from poor family. Okay, she had done good things, but among them, one of the past lives, she had done something like she had insulted to nuns, enlightened nun. Insult like neglect, like that. Then, as a result of that action, in this very life, she had to born in lowest caste. Okay, so she's name Punna. Do you know the Punna?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It means good deeds.
Then do you know the nun Punna?
No, I don't know about her. I just know the word.
Yeah. Then, actually, it has little story. Punna, she was born in lowest caste when Buddha was alive. Then Punna, she was a poor lady, and lowest caste, like according to that era. If someone has to born in lowest caste, he has to do some work or occupation like servant. They can't do higher quality job according to their caste. Okay, then Punna, she had also born in lowest caste. Then she works as a servant in Anath Pindika's house. Do you know the Anath Pindika? He's the lay disciple of Buddha. He's the foremost lay disciple of Buddha. He's a merchant. Something like bank, like that. Banker, like that. Okay? However, Anath Pindika is very rich, wealthy person. Then, Anath Pindika, he had a He had number of servants among them. Punna also one of them. Then she had good wisdom. When we study about these verses, there are a few verses, I think 13. You can understand. However, Anathapindika, he is also a very intelligent person. He had understood Buddha's teaching. Like stream enter, like he came to this eightfold path, like that. Okay, then she wanted to become nun, but she can't do it because she had to work as a laborer, as a servant, like that, according to that caste system. But one day, she saw Anathapindika that she is sir. Then she asked, "Dear sir, do you have some problem? You seems to be suffer from something. Do you have some mental affliction, something like that?" She asked. Then, however, Anathapindika answered, "Yes, Punna, I have a problem because I tried to keep our Buddha in this city, because next morning Buddha he is going to move from this city. Then therefore I told to Buddha, please stay here, because we can offer something, we can collect merit, and we can hear Dhamma, we can practice Dhamma. Therefore, Bhante, therefore Buddha, please stay here." But Punna, Buddha, he didn't accept my word. Therefore, Punna, I suffer from that incident because I didn't stop Buddha's journey. Then Punna asks, "Oh, sir, if I stop Buddha's journey, what do you give for me? What do you offer for me?" Then that Anathapindika, he told Punna, "I can give whatever you like, I can give it. If you like to something, I can give it." Then Punna asked, "Dear sir, Anathapindika, so can you release I from the servantship? Can you release servantship from me, like that?" Okay. Then, however, Anathapindika, he agreed with Punna. "If you can stop that journey, I can do it." Then, in next morning, very early, Punna woke up. Then, Punna went finding Buddha. Then, however, in the same morning, Buddha, he also left with monks to his journey, okay, for preaching Dhamma or delivering or spread this Dhamma, like that. Then, however, when Buddha was going through the village, suddenly Punna, he saw Buddha and monks. Then he come forward to the Buddha. She came. Then Buddha asked, "Punna, what are you going to do? You stop my journey. So do you have any problem?" Because Buddha know Punna, she is a very intelligent. She had good faith, something like that. Okay. Therefore, Buddha asked about it. Then Punna told, "Dear sir, dear Bhante, don't go anywhere. please stay here. Like that. Then Buddha asked, Punna, if I stay here, what benefit do you accept? What benefit do you see? Like that. So, then Punna told, dear Bhante, if you stay here, I can release from my servantship. Because my householder, he told me, if you stop Buddha's journey, I will release from servantship you. Then, therefore, Bhante, don't go anywhere. Then Buddha told, then Punna, what do you do after your when you release from the servantship? Then after that, what do you do? Then Punna told Bhante, I want to become nun. So therefore, according to this caste system, I have to work. I had to work to rich families. I had to work to merchant Anathapindika. Therefore, I can't. Therefore, if I can release from that servantship, I can become a nun. Then Buddha told Punna, yes, you can release from servantship. Then Buddha stopped. He didn't go his journey. Then Buddha gave that duty to next monks. Buddha told to next monks, you can do my work. I will not go with you. I'm not come with you like that. Then, however, finally, Punna became a nun. Okay? Then after that, she became enlightened. Because she had a good wisdom. She had practiced Buddha's teaching, meditation, virtuous, holy life, everything. So, then, before passing away of Punna, nun Punna, enlightened nun Punna, she told some special story about her life. Okay? So, those verses about that story. So, those verses from Kuddaka Nikaya, shorter discourses of the Buddha from Theri Gatha books. So then, yeah. Actually, when Punna, when she was working as a servant, so this incident happened in that time, okay, when she was working as a servant. She had to bring water. Okay. Then she saw every morning person bath every morning cool water. Okay. Then first verses, Punna told, I am a maid or I am a servant who carries water fearing. Why fearing? Punishment and the insults of my house owner. I have always gone down to the river to get water, even in the coldest of weather. I didn't want to get blamed for any error. Okay? Then Punna asks, don't say again, but Brahmin means that person, okay, that old person. But Brahmin, would you fear that makes you go down to the river every morning and evening? It is so cold that your body shivers. Okay, Because every morning, that person, he had bath. Then she asked about it. Then Brahmin told Punna, why do you ask me this? Why you already know the answer? When I am at the river, I am washing away evil and performing wholesome deeds. Actually, that Brahmin, that person, that old man, he told Punna, I washed my evil action. I washed my unwholesome things. Then, because I want holy life like that. Then Punna told, whoever young or old has committed any evil action like bad karma, okay, is able to be freed from evil by bathing in water. Then Brahma, he told that verses. Then Punna told Brahmin, you have no idea about the result of karma, result of action. Who is the ignorant person who talk that you can be freed from evil by bathing in the water? He doesn't know and doesn't see the result of action, result of karma. Then Punna, she had a strained mind. Okay, she told directly, so who is the person, ignorant person, that told you? Then Punna told, now listen, if your opinion is true, okay, then Punna told, now listen, if your opinion is true, then all fishes, tortoises, frogs, turtles, then water snakes, crocodiles, and all water creatures will absolutely go to heaven. Okay? If your opinion is true, they will go to heaven. If your opinion is true, then all butchers, then according to past verses, because anytime they had washed their body, they had washed their evil deeds, all water creatures. Then Punna told, if your opinion is true, then all butchers, pig butchers, fishermen, animal butchers, thieves, hunters, murderers, and executioners, and other evil dons are all able to be freed from their evil action by bathing in water. Okay, she had a good wisdom. She is a wise girl. Then she told, if these rivers wash away the evil you previously did, then won't it wash away your merit? Merit means good action. Okay? Your merit too, your good action too. In that case, you would be without good action too, without merit too. She told, if you wash your bad things according to your action, your bathing, your good deeds, your good action, your wholesome deeds also will wash. It will wash away. Therefore, then Punna told Brahmin, every day you go down to the river fearing evil, because that old person, he had a good special point. he had a fear. He has a fear for evil things. Therefore, then Punna told Brahmin, every day you go down to the river, fearing evil, don't you? In that case, just don't do bad things. Don't let the cold streak your skin. Then, now we can understand, she has some compassionate mind. She told, don't let the cold strike your skin. Okay? Because she had seen that incident every morning. Actually, she wanted to help something like. She wanted to help to that Brahmin. Therefore, she told some practical things. Is it practical or no? It's very practical. Very practical. Then, however, this Brahmin, he is also very innocent and very honest person. Oh, wise girl, I had entered upon the wrong path, but you have guided me onto the noble path by rescuing me from this pointless bathing. I will give you this piece of cloth as a gift. Okay. Then, Punna told Brahmin, keep the piece of cloth for yourself. I don't want it. If you are afraid of suffering, if suffering is unpleasant to you, do not commit evil actions either openly or in secret. Okay? She told, if you don't like to evil things, don't do it. It's enough. But if you commit or will commit evil action, then there is no escape from suffering. Even if you try to run away and hide from the result, if you are afraid of suffering, if suffering is unpleasant for you, then go for refuge to the Buddha who has an unshaken mind, the Dhamma and the Sangha. Observe the precept. This will definitely lead to your well-being. Because she told these verses, she said, because she wanted to help this person. Okay? Then, that Brahmin, that old person told, I will go for refuge to the Buddha who has unshaken mind, the Dhamma and the Sangha. I will observe the precept. This will definitely lead to my well-being. Then, after that, actually last final verses said by that Brahmin. Finally, however, this Brahmin, he refuged the Buddha. He became disciple of Buddha, and this Brahmin, he became a monk. Then after a few years, he became enlightened monk. Then finally, these verses taught by that Brahmin. However, finally, that Brahmin, that monk, he told that story to the Punna. Then Punna, before passing away, Punna also said those verses. Punna told that Brahma, that person, he had told, previously I was called Brahmabandhu because I was born into the clan of Brahmins, But now I am truly a Brahmin. I attain the triple knowledge. I achieved Nibbana. I entered and I am washed clean. Like that. So, these verses said by Arhant Nan Punna. Then, therefore, according to these verses, we can understand this all of evil deeds, those things, like those our action, it is an internal one, it's not an external one. Therefore, that Brahmin, he thought this our action or our karma, our result of action, those things like external thing. Therefore, he has done some wrong thing, like he tried to wash his bad things. Therefore, Punna teach how he taught this karma, it is internal one. It is or result of action, it is internal one. It is not an external one. Therefore, we can give our karma, we can give our result of action to others, we can share our result of action with others. We have to experience it. Then if you want to release from those things, we can actually, we don't do those bad things. But it's enough. Okay? Then, actually, next verses about Kema. I think last week I told I will do about Kema next week, like that. However, it has number of verses. Kema. This story has Kema's past lives and few lives and this life. Okay. So, first verses. Then, 91 years ago, the world leader named Vipassi aroused the one with lovely eyes, with insight into everything. It is about 91 years. Eon means very long duration, like that, very long period. However, 91 years ago, there was a Buddha in this earth called Vipassi. Then she told, I went up to that world leader, the charioteer among men, hearing his excellent teaching, I went forth into homelessness. Then, after living the holy life, actually, she had became a nun, and after living the holy life, during full 10,000 years in that wise one's dispensation, bent on effort, very learned. Actually, so she had became a nun, and she had lived as a nun 10,000 years. Okay, skillful in the heaps of causes, expert in the Four Noble Truths, clever, varied speaker, I was one who's done what the teacher taught. Then, however, she had learned much, practiced meditation, Buddha's teaching, like that. Fallen thence, I was reborn in Tushita. With fame and splendor, I surpassed the other gods there as the fruit of the holy life. Then, ending with that life, She had born in kinds of heavenly world called Tushita. Then she had experienced her past action, past good action, good result of action. In whichever place I am reborn, I am very rich and prosperous, intelligent and beautiful, and my retinue is well trained. Then, time to time, she had born in earth as a human being. Okay, at that time, she had born in a rich family. And she had many kinds of helpers, well-trained. Those are well-trained. So, due to my karma, through effort in the victor's dispensation, I enjoy every attainment obtained with ease, place in the mind. Okay? Through the fruit of my good conduct, nobody treats me with contempt. Even he who was my husband in whichever place I am reborn. Actually, when she came through this samsara, she had to born in this earth as a human being. Then when she was living as a human lady, at that time, she is labor, she is neighbors, and she is friends, her labors, her husband, and however any fault didn't insult or neglect to that lady as a result of holy life. Okay, as a result of good action. In this present lucky eon, she is going to say about this eon, Brahman's kinsman, greatly famed one, whose name was Konagamana, best debater Buddha Rao's. Actually, in this very eon, in the past, many thousand, million, trillion years ago, there was a Buddha in this earth called Konagamana. Then, we were born in a very rich clan at that time in Varanasi, Dananjani Sumedha II. Along with me, the woman three. However, when Konagamana Buddha was living this earth, she had born with three sisters. So, Sumedha, she also one of them. Dananjani, also one of them. Then, we lay donors, gave 1,000 to the sage and a hermitage, like monastery, for the assembly donating that place to him with assembly. Then, actually, they had offered a monastery with rooms, shelters, like that. Okay. Fallen things, all we three women were reborn in Thalathinsa, where we attained the foremost fame at just the same among people. Actually, ending with their lives, they had born in heavenly world called Thalathinsa. Then, as a result of good action, okay, in this present lucky eon, Brahman's kinsman, greatly famed one, the Buddha known as Kassapa, was born the best of debaters. Then, in this very eon, again, Kassapa Buddha, there was a Buddha in past called Kassapa. Then next week I told about Kassapa. Have you remember about Kassapa Buddha? When Kassapa Buddha was alive, there was a lay disciple, lady disciple called Sumedha. No, Sumedha, Dhammadinna. Last week I told. Yeah. Then, so next verse is also very same with last week. Then, the attendant of the great sage was the ruler of men back then, the king of Kasi named Kiki in Varanasi, greatest city. Then, again, at that time, there was a king called Kiki in Varanasi. Then, I was that king's elder's daughter, well known by the name Samani. Hearing the best Victor's teaching, I choose to seek ordination. Actually, she wanted to become a nun in that Buddha's dispensation. Then, our father did not permit it. Father doesn't like. We stayed at home during that time. Comfortable royal maidens doing our practice with vigor in virginal celibacy for 20 times a 1,000 years found of waiting on the Buddha. Actually, however, she's father. He doesn't like to that renunciation or like that nunship. Therefore, she had protected virginal celibacy, like Pativutta, like that. Okay, how many times? 20,000 years. 20,000 years she had protected holy life. She had protected virginal celibacy 20,000 years with sisters. Okay. The king's seven joyful daughters, however, king's, he had seven daughters. Last week I told Samani and Samanagutta, Bhikkhuni, Bhikkhudayika, Dhamma, and also Sudamma. And seven Sangadayika. Then last week I told about Sudamma. Sudamma, then he told, now I and Uppalavanna and Patachara, Kundala, Kisagotami, Dhammadinna, and Visakha is the seven. Then those are the her sisters. Then one when the sun among people, this is a word for Buddha. Once when the sun among people was preaching the marvelous truth, having heard it, I memorized Mahanidana Sutta. Mahanidana Sutta, it's kinds of very special deep discourses. Mahanidana Sutta taught by Kassapa Buddha. Then again, these discourses preached or taught by Gautama Buddha in this Buddha's dispensation. Then, however, she had practiced Mahanidana discourses. Due to Mahanidana, like it means, Mahanidana means Maha, like great. Nidana means great reason. It means this name of discourses, Mahanidana. Then, due to those commas, done very well with intention and firm resolve. Discarding my human body, I went to Thavatinsade. Then as a result of that good action, she had born in heavenly world called Thavatinsa. Again, then we can understand she had a good desire for wholesome deed. Then she was a royal daughter, but she didn't marry with any other one. She had protected that holy life. Due to those karmas, And now in my final rebirth, now she is going to say about in this very life. And now in my final rebirth, in Sagala best of cities, I am Manda, king's daughter, well-liked, held, dear and beloved. Then in this very life, she had born in a kingdom as a royal daughter. Then his father was Madh, King Madh, in Sagala city. Sagala, it's like, I think, maybe Madras.
Oh, okay. Because okay. Now there's no,
yeah.
There's no city named Sagala.
Hmm. Yeah, then, yeah, all was peaceful in that city. When I was coming into birth, after that, due to that virtue, they gave the name Kema to me. Oh, now she's named Kema because you know reason. Kema means like peaceful, okay, no fear. Then, when I attained the prime of youth, I was abhorred with beauty and grace. At that time, my father gave me to the great king Bimbisar. Okay, Kema, she is the queen. She was queen in Bimbisara. Bimbisara, he is also kinds of king in India. He ruled, his kingdom was Bimbisara's kingdom. Yeah, Magadha. Magadha. Magadha's king, Bimbisara. Then, Bimbisara, he was a special disciple of Buddha. Then, Bimbisara, he had an unshakable confidence or faith about Buddha, Dhamma. Then, actually, he realized Buddha's teaching, Bimbisara. He was faithful disciple of Buddha. Then, however, she told, I was his best beloved queen. Taking great pride in my beauty, thinking he speaks ill of beauty, I don't the compassionate one. However, she doesn't go to the Buddha. At that time, King Bimbisara with knowledge and great love for me after praising the bamboo grove or bamboo park, brought singers to praise it for me. Actually, King Bimbisara, he tried to meet Buddha to this Kema, but Kema, she doesn't like to meet Buddha. Because she had heard some wrong thing. She had a misunderstanding about Buddha. What? Buddha, he insult or he speaks ill of beauty like that. He, anytime, because Buddha, he told, anytime Buddha told, try to see real nature of this body like decay, old age, aging, like he told everything. Therefore, she doesn't like it. But however, finally, King Bimbisara, he had done a special strategy, like tactic. And so she told to singers, please sing about Bamboo Park. So then that singer, he sang about Bamboo Park, how singer sang. We think that one who has not seen the Bamboo Park so delightful, nor the lair of the well-gone one, has not seen the garden named Joy. Garden named Joy, like it's Nandana Park, it's not in human world, it's in heavenly world. Okay, but one who's seen the Bamboo Park, the joy that's enjoyed by people, that one seen the garden named Joy, much enjoyed by the King of Gods. So giving up the garden named Joy, descending to the earth's surface, gods are satisfied, astonished, seeing the lovely Bamboo Park. What a speaker can fully exclaim, its accumulated virtue, produced by the merit of kings, beautified by Buddha's merit. Okay. Then that Khema say, hearing of its magnificence, which was delightful to my ears, desiring to see that garden, I then announced this to the king. I told to king. Then the king, the lord of the earth, along with the large retinue, let me be procession to that garden I was longing to see. Then king told, go and look at the great riches of that grove. Pleasing to the eyes, it always glows with radiance, colored by the Buddha's aura. And when the sage out beginning arms had entered Rajagira, best city, at that very time I went out desiring to look at that grove, because actually she had looking for a time for enter to this park, because she doesn't have any idea see Buddha or meet Buddha or talk with Buddha. Therefore finally she found a time. What is the time when Buddha? Yeah, so then finally she found when Buddha go out from the monastery, from the park, at that time I can enter to this park, like that. However, finally she entered, okay. Then I entered that grove in bloom, alive with varied bees buzzing, full of Indian cuckoo songs and dances by a peacock trip. So however, this Bamboo Park, it's very beautiful. Free of excess noise and clutters, embellished with varied walkways with scattered huts and pavilions resplendent with diverse yogis. Wondering about their, I thought my eyes are now prying their words. Having seen in that very place a youthful monk, I thought of him. So she saw a young monk. She thought, staying in a delightful grove like this in early youth as though it is the springtime, well endowed with a body which is pleasing. Then bald headed, wrapped in apron robes, like thick robes, okay, seated at the foot of a tree, he meditates. A Buddhist monk, discarding sensual delight. Then she thinks, shouldn't this auspicious, like good teaching, be practiced by all folks after they have lived the domestic life, enjoying pleasure as they like? Then, when she going through this forest like bamboo park, how discerning that it was empty, I approached the perfumed house, the virtuous home, but spied the victor like the sun when it is rising. Finally, she wanted to see Buddha's room or like that. Okay. Then she shows sitting happily by himself, being fanned by a fine woman. So this woman created by Buddha, he done something like psychic power. Okay. So she is not a actual woman, because Buddha, he know about the Kama. Then, sitting happily by himself, being fanned by a fine woman, seeing that scene, I thought like this, isn't this bull of men raged? Okay. She thought, he is not a bad person like that. This about the, yeah, so the those was next verses about the woman that fanned Buddha. The woman thought, shining like gold. The woman thought, shining like gold, eyes and face like pink lotus, with red lips, looking like jasmine, pleasing to the mind and the eyes, with ears that are like golden swings, firm breast that look like water jugs, thin waist shapely behind, fine things with charming ornaments, dressed in clothing of fine blue silk, furnished with a border of red with unsatisfiable looks. She has a smiling demeanor. After seeing her, I thought thus, wow, this is a superb beauty. Not ever in the past was seen by my own eyes such a beauty. Then Buddha, he had done some psychic power again, little by little. That image or that lady becomes old age, aging like that, or decay, when Kema seen. So Kema says, then she was revised by old age, discolored her face, disfigured, her teeth fell out, her hair turned white, like discolored, her mouth was fouled with saliva, ears shriveled up, eyes formed cataracts, breast sagged and become repulsive. Wrinkles spread on all of her parts, and veins popped out on the body, out on the skin like that. Okay, then crooked limbed, lean on a cane, then jutting, ribbed, emaciated, trembling, fallen onto the ground, grasping for every breath she took. So how? And then I was profoundly moved, marveled, my hairs standing on end. Hairs means body hairs, okay? Standing on end. She thought, I said, woe on feel the beauty. It is were only fool's delight. This were only fool's delight. Then the great compassionate one, Buddha, discerned that my mind was moved, happy with a heart that was thrilled. He spoke to me in these verses. Now Buddha says, Buddha taught something. Kema, see this complex heap as disease, disgusting and putrid. It is oozing and it's dripping, the delight of foolish people. With one pointed focus, steadfast, fix your mind on impurity, remain mindful of the body, be intent on disenchantment. Just as is this, so too is that. Just as is that, so too is this. On the inside and outside, be detached from body delight. Cultivate emancipation and abandon lent conceit. Then through understanding conceit, you will wander in tranquility. Then Buddha said those verses. Those following this stream like craving, those following this stream, excited with lust, they are making webs from themselves like a spider. Others cutting that away are going forth, indifferent, giving up the pressure of lust. Okay. Then the charioteer of men like Buddha, knowing my mental radiance, knowing my mental radiance, in order to instruct me, preached Mahanidana Sutta. Okay, Buddha, he know about Kema's past lives. Buddha know she had practiced Mahanidana discourses, great reason she had practiced in the past many thousand hundred years ago. Therefore, then it's better if I told Mahanidana Sutta, because she can develop this sutta. Then Buddha taught about Mahanidana Sutta or discourse of Mahanidana. Then, hearing that best sutta, best discourses, I recalled my former memory. Just standing there, I was at peace. I purified my Dhamma eye. It means she becomes stream enter. She came to this Eightfold Path at the moment. She became stream enter. Then, immediately falling down before the feet of the great sage, I spoke these words at that moment to confess offense to him. She apologized, how praise to you, O Sea of All, praise to you, home of compassion, praise to you, existence crosser, praise to you, path to deathlessness, plugged into the thicket of views. I was doped by passionate lust. She had a wrong view about body. Then she told, I now delight in this discipline by your righteous trick. Okay. Then, but without enjoyment, because they do not see great sage like you. Beings in this sea of being are undergoing much dis-ease. Though close, I did not go to see. The world's help none hostility. The one who made an end to death, I am confessing that offense. Beauty obsessed, I did not go to the God, to the Godness giver, to the Godness giver, great friend. Yeah, it's word for Buddha. Suspecting he'd be unfriendly, I am confessing that offense. And then the one with honeyed, and then the one with honeyed speech, the great compassionate victor, is sprinkling me with ambrosia, like liberation. Okay, is sprinkling me with ambrosia, like liberation. Said Kema, you should stay here with us. Okay, Buddha told that words. Then after worshipping, like after bowing down my head, having walked around, like circumambulated, like walk around, having gone, having seen the king, I spoke these words to him just then. Then after that, Kema met the king. O conqueror of enemies, the righteous trick that you thought of, wishing to see the grower, I saw the sage, the one free of craving. If it's pleasing to you, O king, I will go forth in the neutral ones, dispassion, neutral ones dispensation. tried of beauty because of what the sage told me. King told, pressing his hand together. Actually, that king, he had worshipped this lady. He had worshipped to Kama. Then, pressing his hands together, the king, the lord of the earth, said, I permit you, O lucky one, let you going forth have success. And then after my going forth, when I had served for 7 months, watching lamp flames rising, falling, my mind being profoundly moved. It means at the moment, within 7 months, she became enlightened. Okay? Mind became dispassionate. At that time, mind became dispassionate. Then, however, within 7 months, she became enlightened. Then, fed up with all conditioned things, skillful in the heap of causes, passing over the fourfold flood, I attain my arahantship. Okay. Then I'd mastered the superpower called the divine ear element. It means she had a divine ear. Then in last week I told about divine ear. Yeah, I also was a master of the knowledge stored in others' hearts. Actually, she can read others' mind. I remember my former lives. My divine eye is purified. She had a divine eye. And she can see his past lives. All the defilements are destroyed. I will not be reborn again. In the Buddha's dispensation, I have purified my knowledge of meaning and of the teaching, etymology and preaching. Skilled in the purification, confident in katha vattu means, yeah, I can say, confident in Khatavatu and in the dispassion, I mastered Abhidhammic method. It means, like according to these verses, she had a deep knowledge about Buddha's teaching. She had followed deepest things of Buddha's teaching. She had a great knowledge about Buddha's teaching. Then, being asked subtle question in Bhojanavastu, Tonavattu, it means it should be Bhojanavattu, by the queen wife of the Kosala king, I explain according to truth. Then she had answered to some deep question. At that time the king approached the well gone on asked him as well. Then the Buddha explained just as those questions were explained by me. Then Victor, like Buddha, thrilled at that virtue, then placed me in the foremost place. The ultimate man, the dubbed me. Dubbed? Dubbed me. Actually, like unofficial name, like, okay. Chief of the nuns with great wisdom. That is the position. Then she was the chief of the nuns with great wisdom among all the nuns. My defilements are now burnt up. All new existence is destroyed like elephant with broken chains. I am living without constraint. Being in best Buddha's presence was a very good thing for me. the three knowledges are attained, I have done what the Buddha taught. The four analytical modes and those eight deliverance, six special knowledges mastered, I have done what the Buddha taught. Then this indeed Bhikkhuni came, I spoke those verses. Then Buddha taught those verses. She told. Then when she was living, she got a special experience. She told about it. Before passing away, she told that incident. Then, according to these verses, before passing away, she told about this incident. Actually, Mara, like his kinds of person, he had a great power. He is the powerful person. He doesn't like to Nibbana. He doesn't like to Arhantship or like that. So, however, Mara told, "Dear Kema, you are still young and beautiful. I am also young and in my prime. Come, let us enjoy sensual pleasures and delight in sweet music." Kema told, "Hey Mara, I am disgusted and ashamed of this foul body that is subject to diseases and destruction. I have rooted out craving for sensual pleasures. Sensual pleasures are like sword smeared with poison. The five aggregators of clinging are like piles of flesh. What you call delight in sensual pleasure is now non-delight for me. I have gotten rid of craving for everything. I tore apart the dark mass of ignorance. That is how you should understand me, Mara, in the case you are defeated. Not knowing reality, foolish people superstition and worship the fire in the forest searching for purity. But I worship the supremely enlightened Buddha, the best of men, following the great teacher's instruction. I have been completely released from all suffering." So these verses were said by Arahant Nan Kema before passing away. So therefore, dear friends, so it has number of verses. Those verses said by enlightened Nan Kema. Then, however, she had finished her journey. She had finished her journey, finally. Therefore, according to those verses, according to those stories, we can understand, if we practice good deeds, good things, precepts, and good activities or good things, we can experience its result. Then, if we practice those teaching, so sometimes in this Buddha's dispensation, we can eradicate all unwholesome. Actually, we can become enlightened. Sometime it will happen in this very life. So therefore, time to times, or we can practice those teachings, we can do good things, we can develop good action, we can observe precepts, we can protect those precepts in this very life. Those things will not be useless. However, now you know Purna, she had released from this world, she had released from samsara. Then Kema also, she had released from samsara. Then we know they had practiced Buddha's teaching. Time to time, you will hear Buddha's teaching. When we going through this samsara, we can't hear Buddha's teaching anytime. So time to times we will hear. So at that time, it's better if we can practice it, because sometimes maybe those teachings are very rare and we can practice those teachings, but those teachings are very rare. Yeah, so sadhu, 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 namo buddhaya.